God made a man and a woman to enjoy their sexual relationship, didn't he? That's just like Philip and Krista. When God spoke to me that time and called me, told me to call Philip, and got a hold of Philip, and he was going with this young girl, and him and her were living together. They were on drugs. They were drinking. They were doing all kinds of things. He had had an accident, cost him $9,000. You know, he was in big trouble. Big trouble. And then I asked her, I said, you got any female issues? She said, what do you mean? I said, well, you and him's living together. Are you having any female issues? She said, well, I just had a pap smear and it didn't come back good. It was bad. I said, well, how would you like to die with cervical cancer as a young woman? She said, well, I don't want to die with cervical cancer as a young woman. I don't want to die with cervical cancer as an old woman. I said, well, then you're going to have to change. What do you mean? I said, you keep living with him out of wedlock, you're going to have cervical cancer. You're going to die. She said, well, what do I need to do? I said, you need to repent. Tell God you're sorry. And I said, do you love this boy? She said, yes, I love him with all my heart. I said, then you two need to get married. So I looked at Phil. I said, do you love her? He said, yes, I love her. I said, you two get married. I said, stop living together. Repent, and I'll pray for you, and guarantee God will heal you. So they decide, okay, no more sex. We'll get married, but between now and the time we get married, no more sex. So they quit having sex. A month later, I got them married. She went down and had a test before the marriage, and absolute pap smear was perfect and clear. Not a sign of nothing. But that's our God, isn't it? Isn't he merciful? Sure. Well, while they worked for us, they had two babies, you know, and they run around here in the ministry center all the time, you know, and we had a ball with those two little children and everything. And then, of course, Phil, he wanted to get into computers, so I paid for his schooling, and he went to school, and he got his education, and I paid for it. And then he went on up and got a job with the bank, and now he's working with the bank in Oklahoma. And we found out the other day that they're fixing to have twin girls. So now they're going to have four of them little tykes running around the house. That ought to keep Krista busy. With two little ones and twins, that ought to really keep her busy. She'll have her hands full. But you talk about a mom that needs to stay at home, she needs to stay at home, right? She got a full-time job. She definitely ain't got time to work. But look how good their life has become. Because they obeyed God. They got off of drugs, alcohol, everything else. They got out of the problem with the crash, the wreck. You know, they finally got that deal taken care of. And now then they got these four, are going to have these four beautiful children. They have two beautiful children, and neither one of them is sick, and neither one of them is afflicted. Now, which way pays the best consequences? That one does. Yeah, I'm with you, Tom. In other words, what you're trying to say, do it God's way and it works better, right? Absolutely. That way, the two obviously are enjoying their sexual relationship to have four babies. They obviously are having sex. No two ways about it. Because God made a man and a woman to have sex, didn't he? Yeah, and that's the way it's made. But it's not till you get married. When you get married, then God says, this is my wedding present to you and I bless you with it. So he says, God wants you to be holy. So you should keep clear of all sexual sin. How much sexual sin? Then each of you will control your body and live in holiness and honor. Now let's see what the next verse says. Not in lustful passions as the pagans do in their ignorance of God and his way. Look at this one now. Never cheat a Christian brother in this manner by taking his wife, for the Lord avenges how many? For the Lord avenges all such sins. If God says, if you get involved in a sexual sin and I'm going to avenge it, you think he's going to miss you? No. You don't get by with nothing. You know? See, this is what people don't understand. In the old covenant, when you had sex outside of wedlock, what'd they do to you? They stoned you till dead. So you didn't have no second offenders, did we? But under the new covenant, instead of the physical, now we're working on the spiritual, and so instead of having to suffer the physical death over here, God does it spiritually. And so your physical body gets sickness and disease and all kinds of problems comes upon it. Why do you think so many of the young people today have venereal diseases? Where do those come from? Sexual sin. Yeah. So where do you think the first case came from? Who do you think puts that on people? The devil. God uses the devil. And when he said, okay, whenever they commit sexual sin, Satan, you can get them. And so he sends a group of demons. One of them's got this disease. One of them's got this disease. And they attack the people. And one of the wildest diseases that people have today that has got to be, obviously, from the many men and women that I have talked to about this, which is absolutely non-curable. And they tell me 60% or more of all the men and women in America today that are under 35 have this disease, and it's herpes. It's not curable. There's not a medication out there that'll cure it. There's only one thing that'll cure it. You know what that is? Jesus. He's the only one. And when you repent of your sins, then he will heal you of herpes. But outside of God, there ain't nobody can hear you. Nobody hears you. So when he says God judges all that sexual sin, why do you think all them people are sick with all those diseases? Who's judging them? God is. Well, I'll get by with it. This is what gets me. I've experienced this a few times with couples. Here's a couple over here. Two over here and two over here. This couple's been married for 15 or 20 years, and this couple's been married for 15 or 20 years, and you know they've had sex because they both got kids. And neither one of them got any kind of venereal disease. Both clean. And for some strange reason, this man over here and this woman over here somehow got together. And they had an affair. And they both went away with an infectious venereal disease. Where'd that come from? Man, it was sin. It come from the devil. The devil had legal claim to them. They thought, well, I'm clean and you're clean and we never had anything. So they now come together in sin and they both come down with an infectious venereal disease that cannot be cured. And I've even had some women that would tell me that they found out years later that the husband of that deal over here with the wife, when she found out he was unfaithful to her and he had this disease because he was unfaithful, she divorced him. Now, they had had sex many times since he had been infected. But she says, I didn't have it. Thurman, how did I not get it? I said, you were not under the curse. You were a faithful woman. You kept yourself clean and pure. Your husband was the one that was unfaithful. He's the one that's going to pay the consequences. He's the one God's going to judge. But because you remained faithful, and when you found out he was sinful, you didn't go out and do something stupid like he did. You know, some women will do that. Find out your husband does, he'd go out and find somebody to sin with. And then, of course, when she does, bam, she's got it too. Isn't that amazing how it all works? You learn a lot of things when you're in the healing business 20 years. You learn a lot of things. You see all these for instance, and all of a sudden, off all these years, you start putting all this together. My lands, wow, no wonder. Well, there it is. How often are you supposed to cheat a brother? Never. Never cheat a Christian brother in this manner by taking his wife for the Lord. Is that scary? Maybe you could hide it from God. Oh, you don't think that you could do anything? You think he's not Allah, is he? He's God. Yeah, he sees through the clouds and the darkness and everything else. The Lord avenges all such sins as we have solemnly warned you before. See, why does God put preachers in the pulpit to read his word? To warn his people. I mean, am I doing the same thing Paul was doing? Yes, I'm doing exactly the same thing Paul was. I'm warning you. Is there anybody in here who wants to be sick? No. Well, see, I'm warning you how to not get sick with venereal disease, praise God. Verse 7 and 8. God has called us to be holy, not to live impure lives. In fact, we ministered to a woman yesterday that her and her husband, before they got married, had sex. And yesterday was the first time she had ever heard in her life that it was sinful to have sex before she got married. Can you believe that? Never. She said, I did not know that. I didn't know that it was a sin to have sex before I got married. I thought, wow, what does that tell me that was missing in her life? That's it, Tom. The Word. You can't open the Bible and read the New Testament without finding that out. It's in every book. Anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human rules, but is rejecting God, who gives His Holy Spirit to you. Now then, you know, if I break the highway laws out there, every once in a while I get by. You know, I mean, I don't do it on purpose. But if I'm driving down the road talking to somebody, especially in my pickup, which don't have cruise control, and if, especially me and Eldon, if we're praising the Lord together, you know, we're driving along there, and I look down and I'm driving 75 in a 65 miles, I say, whoa, oh, wow, let me get off of this thing here right quick. Now I've got one of those little GPSs I can put down in the floorboard, and when I get 5 miles over, it says, beep, 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 beep. So at least I know, you know, it warns me. So, but I don't have that problem unless I got somebody I'm praising the Lord with, like him. But if I'm praising the Lord, it's real easy for me to get detained from looking at the speedometer. Y'all know what I mean? You know, so, but I've done that a few times in my life, and I never got caught. Thank goodness, because I got by with it. But the thing about it is, the only reason I got by with it is because they didn't see me. You know, but with God, does He always see you? You don't get by with nothing with God, nothing. Now, verse 9 and 10. But I don't need to write to you about the Christian love that should be shown among God's people. For God Himself has taught you to love one another. Indeed, your love is already strong toward all the Christians in all of Macedonia. Even so, dear brothers and sisters, we beg you to love them more and more. So that's what we're to do, love one more and more. Okay, verse 11 and 12. This should be your ambition, to live a quiet life, minding your own business, and working with your hands, just as we commanded you before. As a result, people who are not Christians will respect the way you live, and you will not need to depend on others to meet your financial needs. In other words, when you're working, when you're about whatever God gave you to do, and you're doing it quietly and honestly, and everything, God will meet your needs, won't He?
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Highway to Heaven, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.